there. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Today is Tuesday, the 4th of June. God and country. This is sometimes a confusing topic. When I am a follower of God, when I'm a follower of Jesus Christ and trying to live a Christian life, what obligation do I have in terms of my relationship with the state or the country? And Jesus makes it clear to us today that, I'm going to read the gospel from today's Daily Mass. He makes it clear that we ultimately owe our obedience to God, but we also need to obey legitimate authority. I mean, this is a moral obligation, provided that it doesn't interfere with our loyalty to God. In other words, it's morally obligatory to pay taxes or something like that, follow the law. But we can't be forced to violate our conscience, obeying the government, and at the same time disobeying God. Let me just read this this gospel. You know, because this comes up sometimes. I've led a small group several years ago at my local parish, and this very topic came up. So I said, I don't believe I need to vote. And I pulled out the Catechism of the Catholic Church and said, well, no, it's an obligation we have to vote. It's a moral obligation. It was in the Catechism. So it does come up, and this is good to know. The gospel is from Mark chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him, as was usually the case when they tried to set Jesus up and test him. So, you know, in a nutshell, what the Lord is telling us is, yeah, we are morally obligated to obey the law, which means we have to pay our taxes. It's a moral obligation to fulfill our duty and vote. You can't break the law and not fall into sin, right? So that's what, you know, it's a good thing to know. But at the same time, our higher obedience really has to belong to Jesus Christ and his church. We can't say, well, something is against the law or is not against the law, abortion, for instance, so therefore I'm not morally obligated to refrain from it. It would be okay for me to have or to help somebody get an abortion. No, that's not true. That's not true. So ultimately, yes, we need to be obedient to God and his church. But at the same time, that doesn't get us off the hook with obeying just laws. And I think it's good to know that. It's good that that's a reasonable answer on the part of Jesus, because sometimes we can come up with crazy ideas saying that, well, the government's going to use my money for immoral purposes, so I'm not going to pay my taxes, or I'm going to cheat on my taxes because it's okay, because I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing something good. For instance, you know, if somebody's in ministry and then they're keeping some money under the table and not declaring it because they feel, well, the government's just going to use it for evil. No, that is not morally permissible. That's not what the church teaches. We need to be honest when it comes to paying our taxes and obeying the law. So I hope that, you know, look, I don't choose these topics necessarily. I look at the Mass readings and go from there. This is not one I speak about very often, but I thought it's a good time, since that's what the gospel is all about, to talk about that. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope you'll be able to join me tomorrow on Following the Truth. Have a great day, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye now.